Wrestle Me Mark.
Wrestle Me Pete.
Oh, we're behind some kind of patron wall of finance.
Oh, it's exciting, isn't it? It's like being trapped in E.G. Hell in a Cell.
You can't get out unless someone lifts it up the cell a little bit.
But of course, if you want that to happen, you will have to pay the man £8. He would then just hoist the big thing up and you can fall off or go under, whatever you
and
like.
And do whatever you want.
Yeah, this has been a long time coming, hasn't it?
It really, really has. And we've launched it at literally the worst time possible.
Oh, yeah. It really could not be worse. It could not be worse. I'm slightly aware. I mean, I'm sure everyone is sick of hearing about lockdown and things like that.
Yeah.
Not the TNA series of pay-per-views lockdown.
That we may review in the future.
I just think so, depending how long this goes on. but yeah, it's a weird time. We have actually sort of gone against government advice to do this podcast. They do say you can only go in for essential work.
Look.
You understand our Patreon is essential work.
It is essential work.
Essential work, because it's the only work that you and I now have.
And it never really paid off in the first place.
No.
And we've been doing it for 2 years. So, look, we want to really thank you guys for sticking around in your pockets and going forward with the Patreon. You are getting a bit of bang for your buck. You're getting all of the WrestleMania action dropped just after you record it. You don't have to wait for week after week after week. You're going to be getting a newsletter with Mark's feelings, thoughts.
Yeah,
the Wrestling Observer.
not this week, this month, not going to be great. It's not going to be great.
It is going to be a little bit great.
I mean, the WrestleMania thing is genuinely thrilling.
Yes.
They're doing it now over 2 days, like Wrestle Kingdom, but they're doing it in front of nobody. there is, I think some of it has already been filmed. It's been recorded. It's already happened. And
right.
That's a really weird thing. They've slightly brought in more stipulations to the matches. They're talking about Cena versus The Fiend is going to be made like a Hollywood movie.
Oh.
It's always a disaster when they say that.
Well, it reminds me of Goldust versus Roddy Piper.
Yes.
When they did that Hollywood brawl.
Yeah, there are some absolutely stinking ones where they go, let's take it, you know, and run with it. And make it like Hollywood. I mean, it's always a disaster.
No.
Hollywood and a budget. It's like when you and your friends, when you were younger, had a video camera and we'll record this and it would be just like WWF.
Yeah.
And it isn't. This is WWE now doing Hollywood and it's like you doing WWE.
Do you know how long Shaun of the Dead took to get made? You think that, you know, it's just this kind of like three, four guys got together, they just made a Hollywood movie, it was a massive smash, and they made the Cornetto trilogy, and everyone got propelled into superstardom. It took them years and like the cheapest film.
Yeah.
Costs a million.
The
cheapest.
Honestly, the quickest, shittiest, worst film has still taken someone the best part of 5 years, at minimum.
Oh, Andy Edwards. You know, our mutual friend Andy Edwards. He made a zombie film, made a set of zombie films on a limited budget, and then he had the £1 million budget to make a film called Ibiza Undead. I think it's called Other Things in Other Places. Our friend Alex was in it as well. Mm. And, oh my days, it just sounded like making a film is the hardest thing in the world.
Oh, yeah, and even when it's done, that's sort of when it becomes really problematic, where then people begin sort of going, you know, you haven't made any money. I know you signed this thing and saying it'd be very... But unfortunately, all of this, what a nightmare.
Oh, my word.
And that thing about just sort of going... I mean, Vince McMahon's very good at this wrestling thing.
Mm.
That's what he's great at.
Right.
He has always historically struggled when he stepped outside of wrestling.
Yes.
The XFL, not a huge success. WWE films. Not a huge success.
Ica Pro.
Every Ica Pro, you know, should have been a huge success, but deeply illegal. And so there's lots and lots of times where he's attempted to, I think, because they have that thing, it's like a lot of, it's like Jason Manford, right?
Right.
Jason Manford dominates stand-up and everybody says, wonderful. Not me, but everybody says, wonderful. And so then, of course, you know, he goes, well, do you know what? I've got a cracking set of pipes. And someone goes, do you know what? You should release a CD. And he does, and that really sells well.
Mm.
I'm sure he's writing books. I'm sure he's just doing that. And I think it's a bit like Vince. You know, Vince is Jason Manford stick to stand up, right? Because the rest of it is shoddy and tawdry.
Oh, my word. But we are going to be piling through some deep cuts. Not really deep cuts, kind of like, because obviously we focus on WrestleMania, which precludes us from watching anything else, really. We've sort of flirted with like the 12 WrestleMania Christmases and stuff and done different stuff. But this is a chance to watch full pay-per-views outside the realms of the WWE.
Yeah, and I think, you know, what's really fun one is, since we've been doing WrestleMania, we're at the point now, you've watched 27 years worth of WrestleMania. Mm. You're at the point now where there's not a lot going to surprise you.
No.
So slightly, we have to go back and sort of go, well, let's if we're going to do this wrestling odyssey together, let's now say to you, right, this is the other side of the mirror. This is the other big federation that informed so much of what we see today and that has a lot of the stars who would either come through or who were on the way out that you know from WWF.
And when WWE was quite cheap, so we're going to be starting in the 90s and with WCW, let's make that clear, but like when WWE was at its cheapest and its most hilarious...
Yeah,
this was even cheaper and even more hilarious.
Absolutely, and what's amazing about it is it does become within, within what would it be, 6 years, 7 years? It becomes bigger than WWE. It takes on WWE at its own game, which is to make the most entertaining sports entertainment program you can, and it not only comes level with them, it eclipses them.
Yeah.
And it's a fantastically interesting story. It's all I mean this is the background of the wrestling. This is the outside the ring stuff that you will not be able to get enough of. And honestly, WCW from overtaking the WWE to then crashing and burning just a couple of years later, you can watch it on a week by week basis how a company failed.
Yeah.
And it's magical.
Right.
This for me, that when we start off with doing the WCW pay-per-views in 1990, this for me is the point where I was really into wrestling. And I started buying magazines like The Wrestler and Pro Wrestling Illustrated that covered all the wrestling that was going on.
Right.
In this country, you could pretty much only see WWF, and that was on Sky. Mm. WCW, you'd read about it in these magazines. They'd have wrestlers you'd never heard of. And it just became like a fixation for me about how do I get to see this wrestling?
Mm.
ITV began putting it on late night. Just an hour. And then things like the German satellite channels, they would have the pay-per-views on.
Right.
And it was so difficult to track them down. do you remember, like, they had, like, satellite and TV monthly or something, and there were these great big, thick TV listings things, quite glossy. They're really expensive. But they did the whole month, and they would have all the German listings.
Oh,
it was
they?
Possible
right. okay,
to go
yeah.
through and find out when they were putting their pay-per-views on.
Mm.
So it was much harder to see than WWF, and that, for me, made it much more special.
It was like trying to not... I didn't have any access to Sky, and I think I talked about last week on WrestleMe about the first time I heard Homer Simpson's voice was on Simpsons Sing the Blues, because I didn't have access to Sky. Trying to locate... I was really into the Copper America. I mean, I was into the Copper America. It's an unlovable South American country-by-country international football tournament.
Yeah.
But it's on in the middle of the night for British people. And it was on Sky 3 or something. It was on some weird Sky channel in the 90s. Most of the matches were played behind closed doors because of crowd trouble. Something we'll probably see in the future with the COVID outbreak.
Yeah.
And it was really, really hard to get someone at school to record for me in the middle of the night the Copper America, because I wanted to know what was going on.
Yeah, I had that. Before we had Sky, we didn't get Sky until and it was solely... I badgered my dad for long enough because I desperately wanted the WWF.
Mm.
I didn't get it until 1991. I think the Royal Rumble 91 was the first event I saw. But I've been watching it since 89, and it was solely done by asking people at school who had Sky to lend you the tape that they'd have made of Sky box office or whatever it was. It was just, you know, a thrilling time. Again, I've said this about things like music, you know, with friends.
Mm.
The ability to go online and just to get it, it is fine, but it takes away the joy of the hunt and the search and the sort of thing of going, I've been wanting to see this for so many years, and finally I've managed to find it, and I'm the only person with it. I used to have a collection of wrestling tapes that it would, you know, you could have shown to anyone and they would go, oh my God, you know, this is just a museum of the most important stuff, and some of this is so rare. And now you can type it into YouTube and you can see
it's just there
in HD.
Yeah,
it's great. I'm so pleased that wrestling's history is freely available.
But it does make it slightly more disposable.
It does
make it.
I find myself, you know, in the old days, you'd put on a tape, it didn't matter how bad the thing was, you would watch the whole thing.
Mm.
Because, also because, you know, you're younger, you're more into stuff. But it is that sense of now I can just click on the YouTube bar and I can go, bored of this, right? Okay, next one. Yeah, don't like him. Boom. And you do sort of oddly watch far less than when it was harder to actually get your hands
on. And so it's really hard to sort of judge the whole thing. I remember sort of going home from York. We went on a day trip to York, me, my mum and dad and my sister. And I bought a video game called A-Train, which I think was made by the same guy who made Civilization, Sid Meier, or whatever his name is. And I didn't like trains back then. I'm still not that interested in them. And it was just basically a train building, like train tracks building simulator, basically. And I remember the ceremony of being on that train home from York to Hartlepool via Thornaby, past slash miserable probably. It doesn't really matter. And opening the box and smelling the box. I can't remember ever putting that video game into my Amiga. But I remember the smell of the box and reading the manual over and over again on the way back on green, really excited. I can't remember the game itself.
No.
There's no hunt anymore. There's no ceremony.
It's all about the hunt. I can picture myself buying things like Pro Wrestling Illustrated for the first time in a newsagent in Watford. That was up by the former Green Shield stamp building where the fountains are.
Okay.
And I can picture myself going in there and going, my God, they've got them all. You know, this is a new place. And I went there religiously for 3 years, you know, just to see what was in. You know, you'd pick up a new, just getting a new one. Pro Wrestling Illustrated, very underrated magazine. It was unaffiliated with any, not with the WWE, not with the WCW. But, you know, they would sort of effectively help out to some degree, because they would talk about any federation. But as part of that, they were bringing to the, me in, you know, Northwest London, they were bringing American wrestling from all over the world that I'd never seen before. When I've seen some of this wrestling, it must be bizarre to say the USWA, who are performing in Memphis in front of 350 people, that there is a kid, you know, on the other side of the world who is desperate to see their product. Yes. It's just bizarre. It, you know, they're like, nobody here is that bothered about it. But that's the nature of being a mad fan, isn't it?
Yeah.
And WCW, for me, was always that thing of, I just wanted to see it so, so badly. I'd read for probably 2 years about Lex Luger and Sting and Ric Flair without actually ever seeing them perform.
Oh, really?
And
wow.
So what happens is the reason I chose to start here at Capital Combat 90, we could have been doing Starcade back to the 80s and going through, but the reason I wanted to start here is because historically this is the most important moment in WCW's history. This is the moment where they decide to take on the WWE at their own game, and they try and go, right, let's make it entertaining, let's try and tap into the youth market. And what it also was the moment where, I think in about 1992, they released WCW videos the first time over here, and this was one of them.
Right.
So for a lot of people who are in the UK, this would have been one of their first tastes of WCW wrestling.
I think the Wikipedia of this and the next WCW show we are going to be doing, the VHS tape is on Wikipedia, the cover. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
If I saw that in the video, I wouldn't even be in a wrestling fan back then, but if I saw that in the video shop, I'd be like, wow, I want that.
Yeah,
watch that.
The Capital Combat and quite a few of the actual WCW tapes they did, they had brilliant pay-per-view posters for. But they would, when they actually came to do it on the British one, they'd sort of go, cut out a picture of Sting and stick that on the neon background.
Yeah.
Like Capital Combat had a really good poster of the Road Warriors with a massive RoboCop behind them. Obviously, I think probably there is that thing of going, yeah, we agreed that we could advertise RoboCop 2 through your horrible little product, but you're not putting it on a video because that would be misrepresentation. So the Capital Combat is just Sting and Lex Luger standing next to each other.
Right.
I think Sting probably is overlapping Luger as if to go, I'm slightly in front. Even though you're in the main event, I am still slightly in front. So yeah, I mean, look, I'm really excited about this. I'm not 100% sure what we're going to necessarily do is do every WCW pay-per-view from here on out. I think we're going to take the ones that are spectacularly bad, spectacularly good, spectacularly historically important.
Yeah.
And I think we'll just have a run through. But you are going to love this because there are so many people who you now know through WrestleMania, and you're going to see them at the start of their careers. You're going to see them further on in their long careers.
Oh, it's insane,
and
some of them.
It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be great. But I think what we'll probably also do is we'll take a little bit of a look at some other stuff as well. So things like, I mean, you need to see some CZW, some of the mad deathmatch tournaments and things like that. I think we'll, let's give you some Ring of Honor, you know, right. some stuff that really sort of changed the business in the mid-2000s. And I think, you know, the other thing is with this, we are very open to you saying, I really, really, really want you to do this pay-per-view or this federation. Because, I mean, we love watching it. And it's actually really nice to have a break necessarily from the stuff that we would pick. I love it when people make left-field sort of suggestions. It's one of the reasons WrestleMemus is one of my favourite things that we do, is because we see stuff that, you know, we might not have gone, that's the obvious thing to do.
Yeah.
And when it comes out and you just go, God, I enjoyed that so much. I absolutely, absolutely love
it. So do get in touch through the Patreon. Let us know what you want to see, because you guys got skin in the game. Again, thank you for supporting us on Patreon. We literally can't, and certainly in this advertising environment, we wouldn't be able to continue without your support. So thank you very much for that. But you are getting Capital Combat 1990.
Yeah, absolutely. So I mean, look, this is our welcome too. I think, you know, I like the idea that we'll do Capital Combat separately now. So if you want to go back and listen to it at a later date, you don't have to sit through all this again.
Okay, yeah.
So we'll do a nice clean break. Guys, welcome to the Patreon. We do appreciate you being there. Thank you very much. Hey, let's get the Capital Combat on.
Bang!
Wrestle me, mate.
Wrestle me, Mark.